News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. This is Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. More expert testimony on Thursday in the Ashley Bauman OWI trial. She's the Lincoln County woman accused of driving drunk and killing two of her friends in the passenger seat. Following the case for WSAU News, here's our reporter Raymond Newpert.
State Trooper and accident reconstruction expert Thomas Urban was once again on the stand on Thursday. He spent Wednesday telling the court that Bauman was the driver of the vehicle based on his reconstruction of the scene. Defense attorney Wright Laufenberg contended on Thursday that a hair found on the driver's side of the vehicle could have been moved by high winds from a nearby medical helicopter. Urban did not agree. Bauman's defense is based on accusing Jerrica Waller of driving the vehicle. Waller is the other survivor of the crash. The defense is expected to call its first witnesses this morning. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
There is another accident that's in the news today. The jazz concert at the UW-Marathon County Center for Civic Engagement had an extra percussion section last night. A man driving a GMC Yukon Denali drove off Stewart Avenue and into the lobby of the building. He went right through the glass front doors. The vehicle came to rest outside the theater. The vehicle also struck a light pole. This happened around 7:20. The driver was not hurt. The name has not been released, and Walsall police say the charges will likely be inattentive driving. The police investigation, though, is not yet finished. A select committee on Benghazi will get down to work in the U.S. House. Republicans have pushed through legislation authorizing the panel. Texas Republican Pete Sessions accuses the Obama administration of obstructing these efforts to investigate the terror attack on our U.S. consulate. Four Americans were killed, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. Fire destroyed a home between Rosholt and Stevens Point last night. Portage County Sheriff's Department Sergeant Kevin Sorensen says this call came in just after 9 o'clock.
There was a structure fire. The Rosholt Fire Department, along with the Hall, Town of Hall Fire Department, responded. There was a 74-year-old male subject that was inside the home that was able to get out.
Yes, the homeowner is okay. The mobile home, though, was quickly engulfed in flames and is a total loss. Highway 66 was shut down for about an hour because of emergency equipment. The cause of that fire has not yet been determined. There were about 65 people gathering in Junction City last night expressing their frustration with the Canadian National Railroad. The problem is their freight trains that tend to stop and block many of the major crossings in the village. According to village president Peter Malik, they've given the railroad some suggestions, but he says so far they've been mostly ignored.
They could extend those rails another mile. That would take it out of town and eliminate some of our problems. They could decouple the trains, especially if they're going to sit there for 4, 8, 12, 20 hours. They could just be more conscientious of where the end of the train is and not block a crossing.
Now, CN's Director of Government Affairs, Kevin Sosi, says they've heard many of the complaints, but some of them for the first time. People from Amherst and Spencer have also shared stories about problems being caused by trains, especially when those trains come to a stop. The state school superintendent says he is generally satisfied with a report on rural school districts. He says a lot of them do not get enough money on the state funding formula, and Superintendent Tony Evers says that both parties are acknowledging that that is a major issue.
Not only is declining enrollment a major factor, but the fact of the matter is resource allocation is unfair in the state, has been forever, and there's a problem with resources.
Republicans and Democrats have each issued separate reports on rural schools. Evers says a lot of those school districts never recover once their enrollment starts to go down. It's a Friday morning, and it's time to check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler for today. A few spotty showers during the afternoon, a high of 63. That southwest wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Decreasing clouds for tonight with a low of 41. For your Saturday, mostly sunny and quite nice through mid-afternoon, then increasing clouds toward evening, high 69. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers or isolated thunderstorms, mainly during the morning hours, high 69. I'm Newsline I meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Again, we expect the shower activity to die down over the next couple of hours. You know, your lawn and gardens have been watered very nicely over the last week or so. The six-day forecast and the hour-by-hour temperatures to plan out your weekend are available on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.